This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous Tuesday. If you're on the road, I hope you can drive safely. I hope the knuckleheads around you are driving safely. Hopefully you're not a knucklehead, okay? I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. A big shout out and thank you to Kevin for helping to hold things down as well. We got a lot to get into. We've already talked about a lot. And got into Joe Burrow. He's going to play on Thanksgiving. He's going to make his return for the Cincinnati Bengals against the Ravens. These Bengals, by the way, they suck. They're 3-8. So if Joe Burrow goes down with another injury, please believe it's going to be hell. It's going to be hell. Aaron Rodgers is expected back against the Bills. Brandon Cooks is getting another chance in the NFL. Just got released by the Saints. The Buffalo Bills have picked him up. Bills out here just throwing crap against the wall, hoping that it all works out. Justin Tucker, he might be crap on the wall right now, but he ain't sticking. He's sliding. Okay, he got a workout with the Saints, and the Saints said, no, thank you. They're bringing in Cade York, who used to kick for LSU. And speaking of LSU, we're going to talk about the Tigers in a second because their old coach, he's mad. Brian Kelly wants his money. You better run that man all his coins, all right? We talked about coins, and can't talk about coins without Brock Purdy. He's making $53 million a year. 49ers beat the Panthers last night despite his 3 interceptions. And there were still conversations about whether or not he should start, or is it Mac Jones who should get the crack for the 49ers? And we got more to do. We got Lindsay Rhodes who's going to join us. Covers all things NFL for Sumer Sports. And she'll be here in 20 minutes. Next hour, we'll have Lindsay will be here 2 hours from now. In 20 minutes, we'll have a chat with Ted Nguyen from The Athletic. Over here mixing up our guests. What a clown I am. Anyway, if you want to call me up, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Okay, we're getting ready and waiting for the release of the college football playoff top 25 rankings. The latest edition should be coming out, I'd say, in about 20 or 30 minutes or so. And so we got a lot more to get into. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, Sirius XM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. I don't care if you're listening in Hawaii or San Francisco. You could be in Boise. You could be in Wichita. You could be in Colorado, Louisiana, here in Atlanta with me, New York with our producers. Thank you for being here. We really do appreciate you. Be safe out there on those roadways. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. WISN. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up. We got Lee calling up from Cincinnati, Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Lee, what's on your mind?
Hey, JR, thank you for taking my call. I just want to talk about college football and talk about coaches for a minute, okay? And it has to do with the Florida coaching search. And I'm going to tell you right now, the way that I feel, I think that Florida needs to try to go for Jet Fish, and here's why. The way I look at it is everybody's talking about Lane Kiffin. Well, Lane Kiffin, you know, he's like the homecoming queen, the one who's the most beautiful person there, you know, walking in. But I'm going to tell you right now, the homecoming queen always dumps the boyfriend and goes for somebody else before the year's over with. And then you got Eli Drinkwitz, who's the second, all right, but he's like the homecoming queen runner-up, who's, you know, really beautiful, great looking, okay, somebody that you want, but not doesn't quite fit the message. But I don't think that he's going to stick around. But then you got Jed Fish, okay, the beautiful girl who's loyal, who was just coming from a place
because he went to school there.
You dig? Yes, sir. Okay. You're darn right. Yes. Right. And I think this is a job that he will take there because he did go to school there, because there is loyalty there. And you went to college. I went to college. And, you know, you still, whether or not you want to admit it, you still feel a draw to the college you went to. You still feel a loyalty there.
Do you?
And I do, yes.
No, I don't
know if you do.
No, I do not. I do not care.
So you must have gone to the Northeast somewhere, huh?
Yeah. I went to school in Middle Manhattan. Yeah, Baruch, I don't give a damn about that school. They kiss my ass.
No, I understand. But you got to understand, when the South, it just means more than the SEC, and that is very true. It just means more.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about from a football perspective, okay. Is that what you're talking from a football perspective?
Yeah, that's why I'm comparing all these coaches to homecoming queens, you know. And let's face it, the beautiful girl who's more beautiful than the homecoming queen that there is, you know, who nobody knows about, who's not that popular, who can win everybody over, that's Jed Fish. And he's the homecoming queen that I want Florida
to get. Help me out again. Where would Lane Kiffin fit in this whole scenario? Is he just I got to watch my words here. He likes to jump around, move around.
Yeah, he does. And that's why I'm worried about it, because I want Florida to have a coach who will stay there for a while, who will be a leader, who will be a program lifter. And now, don't get me wrong. If Drinkwitz or Kiffin go there, yes, they will win. But I'm afraid they're just going to jump somewhere else and we'll be back in the same place 4 to 5 years from now.
Yeah,
I don't think if Jed Fish does, that won't happen.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin would take the job and he'd be trying to position himself for an NFL job in 3 years.
Exactly. Yeah. So how do you, as a Florida fan, how would you feel if you were me? What would you think about this?
Yeah, well, I mean, go ask the fans at Tennessee how they feel about Lane Kiffin.
Exactly. You go, friend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, I got to watch my words. I inferred, okay? I mean, you start talking about beauty queens and drama queens, and Lane Kiffin is just someone who bounces around, and that's putting it nicely. Speaking of bouncing around, Lane Kiffin is also reportedly exploring a job with LSU. Okay, we got the story that his family went out there and they visited the campus, and they're trying to figure out the Kiffins if they're going to leave Ole Miss. I think it goes without saying. If you were going to stay, you would have told everybody by now. Especially for a team that's competing for a college football playoff spot. And if he leaves, it's going to be the biggest screw you ever, because I think this college football committee that puts the 25 there, they look at Ole Miss and go, hell no. Like, you don't got a coach. Like, why the hell are we going to put you in here? And then we just putting this together? And so, yeah, he's out the door. There's been every chance, every second, every day, every hour, there's been an opportunity to tell the guy, listen, or tell the world he's staying. He ain't staying. He's leaving. Man, by the time we finish up the Egg Bowl, he's going to be out of the door. And so the guy who used to have LSU's head coaching job, Brian Kelly, he's suing LSU. He's like, they owe me $54 million. LSU was saying, we're not going to pay it. They tried to renegotiate his entire buyout. He's like, nah, I want all of my money. And then they said, well, we don't want to give you the money. And so we're going to say that the guy who fired you, Scott Woodward, who was the athletic director, never had the power to fire him. And so they're saying, we're not going to give you the money. And this is nuts. Now he got to sue them for his cash. This is, you can't make this up. LSU's being petty. Pay that man his money. Let him move along. And now he's saying that the school is screwing him up because he technically hasn't been fired. He can't look for another job. And if he got another job, that would help offset his buyout. It's just, it's nutty. It's ridiculous. Listen to this. Just over the weekend, this is from WAFB about Brian Kelly just trying to get this money from LSU so he can get fired and collect this money and move on.
The legal battle continues for LSU and former head coach Brian Kelly.
Board of Supervisors discussed his contract this morning. They agreed to review the contract and send a written notice of termination. Kelly's attorney filed a lawsuit against the university claiming that Kelly's firing was not for cause. LSU Athletics announced Kelly was fired one day after that big loss to Texas A&M. LSU, though, claims they fired Kelly for cause and not the team's performance. LSU, of course, still searching for their next head coach.
Okay. Yeah. Why did you pay the man? Why are they doing all of this? We got to go through a whole legal process. I don't know. When you break up with somebody, break up so everybody can go their separate ways. Why you got to make things messy? Why do you got to make things messy? LSU looks petty. I'm just saying. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Sutton is calling from Myrtle Beach, in South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sutton?
Hello. Hello, JR. I just have a question. I know you're talking about college football, but I have a question about the NFL and what are the chances of Dallas Cowboys going to make a playoff run, or like, what do you think about that? Like, how are they going to do the rest of the season?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're too far gone. I mean, maybe that time might be screwing them up by the time we get down to the nitty gritty in the NFC. I think they're 5-5-1. And I think you have to keep in mind that there are teams already above them in the pecking order. The NFC West is certainly stacked. I mean, we talked about the San Francisco 49ers. They got a record of 8-4. I don't believe in them. You think about Seattle, they have a better record. And so I think the Dallas Cowboys can make things interesting. I think they can keep their fans interested. But I think they're too far down the totem pole when it comes down to the NFC to legitimately do anything.
I have one more question. Do you think they should get rid of Dak or keep him?
No, I like Dak. You don't like Dak? What'd he do to you? He kick your dog?
Nah, he's just, I don't know. He's just a little bit iffy at times.
Yeah.
He jokes whenever in the playoffs. But he's good in the regular season, but he chokes in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would dispute that. I mean, if we take a look at every single one of his games, I mean, there's only a few dudes who are just always going to drive you down the field. And I don't think the Cowboys have been enough of a set structure over the past, I mean, forever, especially since Jerry Jones. Even if we take a look at the past, 25 years, there's always upheaval. The owner's always in a damn way. Of course, I'm talking about Jerry Jones. If they had some consistency there, I think things would be okay.
Okay. Thank you for answering me.
Of course, son. No, thank you. Of course. Thank you for calling from Myrtle Beach. Happy Thanksgiving. Listen, the Dallas Cowboys, they might be a better team than all the squads in the NFC South. Okay, we got Tampa Bay dealing with all the injuries. We got Carolina, who's now 6-6. The Falcons are 4-7. New Orleans is 2-9. What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? And Dallas Cowboys are 5-5-1. They may still end up with a better record than everybody in the NFC South, and they still might be on the outside looking in. Let's think about this, and this is why I don't think the Cowboys are going to get into the postseason. In the NFC West, I think the Rams are the cream of the crop in the NFC as it stands right now, them and the Eagles. They are 9-2. Seattle is 8-3. San Francisco is 8-4. And then when you take a look at the NFC North, the Bears, I don't think they're 8-3. I mean, they're barely getting by some of these games. Green Bay is 7-3. Detroit is 7-4. Where's the room for the Dallas Cowboys to get into the postseason? Where? Where is it? There's none. There's none. There's no room. Okay, so I think they're a little too late. Yeah, God bless them. They added Quinnen Williams a couple of weeks ago, and he certainly helped out the defense. But the Dallas Cowboys, they not doing a damn thing. They'll be interested. They'll make people in Dallas talk about them, and people will be optimistic for next year. But for this season, no. No Cowboys. Bacha, you think the Cowboys are making the postseason?
I think they'll make it close. Do I think they'll sneak in? I wouldn't be opposed. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I could see it. I do think their defense is much improved, but knowing the Cowboys, they can come out next week and lose by 30, and nobody's going to be shocked.
A new defense, Bacha. Be nice. New defense.
Yeah. Retooled, reworked.
Okay. It's slightly. Yeah. Look, I would love it if the Dallas Cowboys got into the postseason. I would love it. Do I think it's going to happen? No. No. Who doesn't need another Jerry Jones story? Who doesn't need another Dak Prescott story? Who doesn't need George Pickens on his way into free agency? Who doesn't need that? Who doesn't want to see Quinnen Williams, finally in the postseason? Playing for the Jets? You don't know what the postseason is. I'd love it. Do I think it's going to happen? No. Sorry about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back, you know what? Let's talk some NFL football. Let's have a conversation with someone who covers the league. We're going to be joined by Ted Wynn from The Athletic. I'll ask him about the Cowboys. I'm going to ask him about the 49ers. I'm going to get into the playoff race. I'm going to get his thoughts on everything going on in the league. We are going to be joined by Ted Wynn on the other side of the break to talk some NFL. You are locked in. You are listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got week 12 of the NFL season. It's done. It didn't end on a high note. It was a lot of interceptions last night between the 49ers and then the Carolina Panthers. We got a full slate, three games, I should say, maybe not full, a quarter slate of games going down this Thursday on Thanksgiving. To talk about what we've seen and what we might see the rest of the way is someone who is a senior NFL writer and reporter for The Athletic. Joining us on the line right now, welcome to the show, Ted Wynn. Ted, how are you, man?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. We appreciate the time. Let's get to brass tacks. Last night, it wasn't an exciting Monday Night Football game. We saw the three interceptions from Brock Purdy. We saw the two from Bryce Young. There's talks about Purdy's foot and what's going on with Mac Jones. What is your overall evaluation of the 49ers, especially in that difficult NFC West?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a team that's definitely overachieving. The defense is very young and have dealt with some major injuries to Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, but I think Robert Saleh's doing a good job of just getting those guys to play hard. And there's going to be games where they give up a lot of points, but I mean, you could see last night that, you know, just playing hard and being where you need to be could get you some turnovers and keep that score low. I think offensively, they have to be almost perfect every game. Last night, definitely they weren't perfect, but I mean, the Panthers were just that bad. But I think there's a high ceiling to this offense, and we've seen that with Mac Jones, and Brock Purdy's coming back now, and I don't know if Purdy is completely healthy quite yet. You can see that he's having trouble driving the ball on that front foot and just losing that little ounce of velocity on his throws is causing some of these interceptions. He has been a tick late on a couple of these throws, but you can just see there's no margin of error with him right now. So we'll see if he can get healthy. But, I mean, I think for Niner fans, anything that happens this season is a bonus. You know, I think they shed some salary and they're dealing with a bunch of injuries. So expectations really shouldn't have been that high. And anything they're doing now, and if they can make some noise in the playoffs, is just a credit to the staff and a good building block for next season when maybe the roster is a little bit more solidified.
Well, Ted, you talk about next season with the roster solidified. We know that they got younger. They shed some salary. Brock Purdy is now making $53 million a year. And then we got guys like Ayuk who are hanging around. When does Brock Purdy get a little bit of a break? Are they going to have to move on or at least trade Mac Jones so Brock can get some room to breathe? Because that's going to be in the back of everybody's minds.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know if that bothers Brock Purdy that much. But I would think for the Niners, it's valuable having Mac Jones in that locker room, because you saw that he could win games when Brock Purdy goes down. And with the Niners' injury luck and all the injuries they've dealt with, Brock Purdy's missed some games too. I think they need to have a really capable back quarterback in their room. So unless somebody comes out with a crazy offer that you can't refuse for Mac Jones, which I don't think will happen, because I think teams know by now that quarterbacks just perform better than they typically would in Kyle Shanahan's offense. We've seen that time and time again. So I don't know if they would draft him, give a high draft pick to go get him and risk him kind of turning back to what he's been for most of his career. So to me, I just think he's very valuable to the Niners roster, and he's only making $6 million. And I think that's doable for the Niners next season.
Ed Sedwin is here with us, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. You know, right before you joined us, we took a call from a Dallas Cowboys fan who asked whether or not they can legitimately go on a run. We saw that big comeback against the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm a little bit pessimistic given their record and how strong the NFC is. What are your thoughts on what Dallas can do the rest of the year?
I mean, I love their offense. Obviously, that duo with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb is so hard to stop. They have a really creative run game. And defensively, they're starting to get better. I mean, they have a lot of issues with their secondary. But with Quinn and Williams, that defensive line looks like it could do some damage. So if the Cowboys are able to get a lead and they could force teams into passing the ball where they could let their pass rushers go off, and they could help their secondary a little bit more by dropping more guys back, that's the formula for them to win. And you know, against the Eagles, they fell behind, but they were still able to come back. And when they came back, they just got stop after stop. So there's some potential for the defense to get better. So I think the Cowboys are a scary team. I don't know if they'll be able to make the playoffs, but I know that their team, especially at home, that teams won't want to play down a stretch.
But one team we do know they're going to make the postseason, that's the Philadelphia Eagles. They still got time to figure out that offense. What is it? Is it the offensive line, the changes there, the injuries? Why can't Saquon get going? Why is Hurts always in the crosshairs with the media and sometimes his own teammates.
Well, I think there's definitely a lot of issues with the offensive line. They've dealt with injuries going back to the preseason, guys going in and out of the lineup. Some of the offensive linemen talked about just the wear and tear of last season. And now Lane Johnson is out, and I don't know when he's going to be back. And Lane Johnson is, you know, some people say he's the best offensive lineman in the entire league. So that's a huge issue. But they still have a good offensive line, especially in the pass blocking department. They're just not dominant in the run game like they used to be. Teams are loading up against the run. I think schematically, they've definitely taken a step back, losing Kellen Moore. So those are some of the issues, and I think Jalen Hurts has always had shortcomings as a quarterback, but good offensive coordinators like Shane Steichen and Kellen Moore, and having a dominant run game, you were able to hide some of those weaknesses. But now that those things aren't in play anymore, we're starting to see them kind of get magnified. He especially really struggles against his own coverage, and that shows up in the numbers where he's really dominant against man, but as soon as he starts playing zone coverages and those windows tighten up and he has to throw with anticipation, he really struggles, and teams are starting to play a lot of zone against him. So I don't know if there's an answer here during the season to fix that offense. I think defensively they're going to be an elite team, especially after trading for Jalen Phillips and with Vic Fangio scheming things up. But offensively, I don't know if they're going to return to anything close to they were last season. It seems like they're going to have to win a lot of tight, low-scoring games.
A senior NFL writer, Ten Witt, is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Meanwhile, if we go all the way out west, the Rams are continuing to light it up. Matthew Stafford looks like a favorite for MVP. At this point in time, is it safe to say that the Rams are the favorites coming out of the NFC?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the Rams are playing like the best team in the league right now. Defensively, they've really got their run defense stout, which was a major issue last season. And Davante Adams has added another element to his offense and really has made it borderline unstoppable. So to me, they are the top team in the league.
When you take a look at the AFC, a lot of the stalwarts have gone through some issues. We see the Buffalo Bills now adding Cooks. We see the Kansas City Chiefs now winning games by the skin of their teeth. And meanwhile, we got teams like Denver relying on their defense and just the elevation of the Patriots with Drake May and Mike Vrabel. How much of that do you expect to see at the end where some of the new teams step up? Or are they eventually going to fall when we get to the nitty-gritty of the postseason?
Sorry, can you repeat that last part?
When you think about the postseason, are we going to see some of these younger teams elevate, or should we expect to see some of the old stalwarts like the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely some teams that are kind of playing above expectations right now, like the Bears. They're winning a bunch of really close one-score games, and I think their offense is way better than it was last season with Ben Johnson, but I think there's just too many holes defensively. I think there's too much of a boom and bust type of element to their offense for them to really sustain their success down the stretch. So to me, that's a young team that I think is going to fade a little bit. But they are ahead of schedule as far as where they are in the timeline of rebuilding that team. But they're overachieving a little bit. The Patriots are another young team that are doing really well right now. They're 10-2. But to me, you know, I think when you get to the playoffs, I just don't think there's enough elite elements on that team. I think Drake May has really taken a step up, and he's doing a lot of the heavy lifting with that team right now. But they don't run the ball at a very high level. Defensively, they are getting better, but, you know, I have a hard time trusting them in the playoffs until I see a little bit more. So, yeah, I mean, to me, some of these young teams will kind of take a step back as we get closer to postseason. And some of these more veteran teams might be able to find some answers and get better.
Well, Ted, would you be surprised if we saw the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl again, despite this record now of 6-5?
I wouldn't be, because I think the Chiefs are actually a better team than they were last season. I think last season, offensively, they really didn't have any that many answers as far as their offensive line, their wide receivers. This year, their offensive line has improved. They have the weapons to work with now. But the ball just hasn't bounced their way. They were 10-0 last year in one score games, and when you're 10-0 in one score games, it takes a little bit of luck. And this season they're 0-5. Well, they're 1-5 now in one score games after being in Colts. So, but I think, you know, some of that luck will reverse once again. I think they'll start playing a little bit better ball once Rice really gets acclimated. And they make some adjustments offensively. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them in the Super Bowl, but they have dug themselves in quite a hole. So they would have to be nearly perfect from this point on to really get there.
It's sad. What are you looking forward to? We got this three-game slate on Thanksgiving. Is there any game, anything, any player in particular that catches your eye?
Yeah, I mean, we have a huge game with the Packers and the Detroit Lions for the first game of that slate. You know, that's a really tight division. Obviously, the Bears are leading that division right now. But every win matters, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a dogfight. You have rivals, you have stars, and two teams that I think are very desperate for wins. So, you know, for forever, we've seen the Lions in that Thanksgiving game, and it was kind of meaningless. But this is a meaningful game, and I think it's going to be awesome to watch and a really fun game to start the day off with.
Yeah, we got a slate of three. We got this new expansion now. We even got a Black Friday game. So, hey, the more football, the better. Hey, Ted, we really appreciate your time and your expertise. Tell everybody where they could follow you as well as all of your work with The Athletic.
Yeah, I'm on The Athletic. Obviously, I just wrote about Chip Kelly and why he kind of failed in the NFL. So check that article out. I'm on X at FB_film analysis. You can find me on Instagram at TedWinNFL. And check out those sites.
Hey, Ted, we appreciate you, man. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the football. Have a great holiday, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you so much. That's Ted Wynn, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Yeah, I mean, Kansas City, could you imagine? It's not out of the realm of possibility to look at the Kansas City Chiefs and say, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a team that could still make the Super Bowl, despite the fact that as it stands right now, they're 6-5. I mean, if you look at Denver, their defense would really have to dominate everybody. I don't know if I want to go ahead and trust Bo Nix all that much. They've won a lot of close games throughout the course of the season. I don't give a damn what's going on in Indianapolis. I'm never trusting Daniel Jones. I'm not. He can go out there into the postseason. He can win a game, but I'm not trusting him to go all the way and be consistent. And then you got Baltimore. You know, we're still waiting on them to get over the hump. We got Buffalo waiting on them to get over the hump. I mean, if we went into a postseason and we had New England or Denver taking on any one of these teams, I mean, who's going to look at Baltimore, Kansas City, or Buffalo and just say, yeah, they're going to get rolled over? Nobody. I mean, the AFC, whatever happens in the AFC is going to be a dogfight. But at least if you're a Kansas City Chiefs, if someone's sick and tired of looking at them, you can feel good about this year. There's no guarantee. They're not the favorites. But I don't think anybody could be shocked if they come out and represent the AFC again. Okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Waiting on the release of the college football playoff rankings is getting sandwiched in between all these college basketball games that are going on right now. So once we get those rankings in, the latest edition, we will go ahead and share them with you. The phone lines are open in the interim if you want to give me a call. It's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll take a break. I'll get to your calls. We'll start looking at the college football playoff, and we got so much more to get into. But right now, let's get into a news flash. What's going on in the world of sports? Here he is, Rich Ackerman with a news flash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something
different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Ted Wynn, senior NFL writer, covers all things NFL for The Athletic. We appreciate him joining us in the last break. We talked about everything from the Kansas City Chiefs, Dallas Cowboys, the 49ers, and some of the young up-and-coming teams in the league. If you missed that conversation with Ted, all you got to do is hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The phone lines are open right now if you want to give me a holler. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are awaiting the release of the latest college football playoff rankings. That should be on our way in the next 15 minutes. In the interim, I do want to go ahead and tell you this about the Defensive Player of the Week brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Without a shadow of the doubt, without a shadow of the doubt, too many words here. The Defensive Player of the Week is Myles Garrett, okay? We saw what the Browns did against the Raiders. Thank you, Shador, for looking good or looking okay. The Browns beat him 24-10. Myles Garrett said he has another 3 sacks. He has 18 sacks for the season. They played 11 games. He got 6 more to go. This is nuts. The NFL record is 22.5 sacks. Okay, if he can get just 5 more, he's going to own the all-time record. Must be nice to have 17 games to break records, but hey, that's how the cookie crumbles. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of record breaking, we did get the list of Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists. We're getting closer to finding out who is going to get into the hall next. But we'll get into that next hour. Let's go ahead and have a chat with David from Los Angeles. David, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, good evening, JR. Thank you so much for taking my call. It was a pleasure to talk to you. So I want to explain why my concern for my Eagles is higher than maybe what the average fan might see here. I know we're 8-3, and we're still in good position to be a higher seed in the NFC here. That being said, though, I follow this team closely. I watch the film. I see how our offense operates. And let me tell you, Jarrah, I don't like what I see. We have not yet put together a complete game on offense all season long. Right. Our two best offensive performances were against the Vikings and the Giants right before the bye week. The Vikings game, Jalen Hurts had that perfect quarterback rating, but even then we had a couple of 3-and-out lulls in the middle of the game. And the Giants, they're the Giants. And I know I shouldn't be saying that because, you know, we're one of the two teams that they beat this year. And, you know, I see the film, and to me, what I see on film is almost like coaching malpractice. When we send our wide receivers out on those routes, we're not taking advantage of what the defense gives us. We're sending them right in the teeth of the defense. This is why so many times we see Jalen Hurts standing back there with like 3 or 4 seconds to throw the ball, and nobody is open. It's been like this all year, and this is a coaching issue. You know, tack on all those penalties that we had against the Cowboys, and you can see how one, you know, these kinds of bad games, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they continued like this, and we started to see some of those wins turn into losses. My concern level is high only because the expectation for this team is to go back to the Super Bowl.
You
if we were just... looking for a winning team.
You think that the general consensus is that there's no concern surrounding? How would anybody with two brain cells to rub together not understand that they're in a difficult spot? I mean, you got the star wide receiver. He's been mad all season about his touches and his targets. The run game can't get started with Saquon. I think he has, one game over 100 yards rushing. The quarterback is constantly under attack for what he's doing, what he's not doing. The offensive line is different. So I think most people look at the Eagles and just go, oh, yeah, well, this ain't the team that just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I understand that part. I'm just saying my concern is even higher than that, just because of how closely I watch everything.
So what do you think they're going to do? Go to the postseason and lose in game one? Possibly, yeah.
Here's the thing, JR. Why my concern level, I mean, I already explained a lot of it, but to add on to all that, 2 years ago we were 10-1, but it turns out we were a house of cards, and it only took one bad game to basically knock us over. That was the 49ers game in week 12. This year, we were 8-2 coming into week 12, and then we just blew a 21-point lead. What's going to happen now? And the parallels are alarming. We also had a first-year offensive coordinator that year. We also had a defensive coordinator who was not, differences. We had a defensive coordinator that year who was not Vic Fangio. But we had an offensive coordinator who was a first-year learning on the job. And then, in December, we completely fell apart that year. This year, even though in December we had a cakewalk schedule to end the season, it didn't matter. This year, it seems like we are also walking into a cakewalk schedule in December to end the season. We've gone through the gauntlet. We've beaten some good teams, just like we did 2 years ago. I notice these things, and it just raises those flashbacks for me.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we all see that the issues are there. Ain't nobody guaranteed to go back-to-back and, out here winning a Super Bowl. That's not a birthright for anybody. Kansas City Chiefs did it, and they couldn't even get to three in a row. That's how difficult it is. Like, there's no birthright thing here. So it's natural. I mean, that's the good part about, I guess, the NFL is that there's parity. You win once. The league is not built for you to go out there and win again. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
But put it this way. The Eagles are still good. And if you're going to pick a time to fall into the toilet, I think now would be a better time than just a little bit later, because you still have time to go ahead and correct things. So let's see how things fall over the next month. I'd be more concerned with the health on the offensive line than anything else. And outside of that, that's why they go out there and play the games. We got to wait and see, David.
Yeah, I crossing my fingers, hoping it's not a repeat of 2 years ago, because I don't know if I can stand another one of those.
All right. Well, be happy. Be happy you won a championship last year. You can't win them all, right?
No, you can't.
You could be the Jets, okay? You could be the Jets. All right.
Glad we're not them.
Yeah, thank you for calling from L.A.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, I mean, we could have the other team from L.A. Not the other team, but the team. Oh, well, one team from L.A. matters. Botcher, is it not fair to say the Chargers don't matter? I mean, they're not Super Bowl contenders.
They're not Super Bowl contenders due to injury and just, I don't know, I don't want to call irrelevancy, but.
Well, it's not. The point is, they're not Super Bowl contenders. The Rams are Super Bowl contenders and the Chargers are not.
No, it's tale of two teams.
Yeah, very simple. Very simple. I mean, hey, if you want to take a vacation and your team got to go play out in Los Angeles, then good, great for you. But I don't see anybody waking up going, oh my God, anything about the Chargers. It's been relatively quiet due to a lot of the injuries throughout the course of the season. So when you think about these big cities, there's always the other team. Well, in Los Angeles, you got the Rams, and then the Chargers are just the other team. If you're asking me personally, the Chargers still belong in San Diego. That's a whole nother a can of worms. Oh, look what they're doing. They're getting ready to release the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings. And so everybody will lose their minds and people will complain and my team this and my team that. And just like, look, this is going to get down to four teams anyway. Okay, that's what it is. Then 12. They're going to get to 12 teams. Who cares about the teams outside of the 12? And I don't understand what all the fuss is about. They expanded it from 4 to 12. And now you got a bunch of teams that get a chance to beat the living hell out of each other. And if you suck, you suck. Like, you got your chance. They're not putting a four out there anymore where you can go, oh, my God, we got left out. There's no, you know, FSU Georgia Bulldog situation from a couple of years ago. Now the best of the best, well, they go out there and play. And if they get their asses whooped, then so be it. You have nobody to blame but yourself. And then we, of course, get the final rankings on December 7th. We get the final week of the regular season this go-round. Then we got all the championship games. And then we'll have an idea what the 12-team college football playoff will look like. Botcha, they're advertising this thing right now. They're going to have this 25 done, you think, in the next 10 minutes? Or are we going to have to wait 15 and 20?
I think it'll be done the next 10. It's just they had to wait for
college.
A very, very long basketball game in Hawaii. Oh,
look at this. They already dropped part of it. Arizona 25, Tulane here at 24. Georgia Tech fell way, but yeah, Georgia Tech stinks. Wait until the Bulldogs beat them up. They're at 23. Pitt is at 22. And yeah, Botcher's correct. They got to get the rest of these rankings out here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get ready to take a break. When we come back, hopefully, SMU's here at 21. Hopefully, we can give you what the top 10 looks like. Hopefully, we can give you what the top 12 looks like. Georgia Tech just falling out here. Damn, they dropped 7 spots. If you want to give me a call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll give you an update on what the college football playoff rankings look like on the other side of the break. I told you we'll give you kind of a heads up too. Who are the semifinalists to make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame? We got a lot to get into. Lindsey Rhodes is going to join us from Sumer Sports to talk more NFL. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.